B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Maz.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
It's hour number two, Felger and Maz, 3:06 in the afternoon. Maz and I from our Tom Fitzgerald studios here in Dorchester, along with Matt McCarthy. We're brought to you by DraftKings on 98.5, The Sports Hub, and the simulcast on NBC Sports Boston. Mike Lombardi is always a good guy to read because his close ties to Bill Belichick and status as a former employee of the New England Patriots just a few years ago. So he gets a lot of insight. And
also, his kid's on the staff.
Oh, his kid. Thank you very much. That's right.
Mick.
Mick is also still working with the Patriots. So
he's, yo, Mick.
He's got some juice. And so, you know, both in terms of he has true insight on what they're going to do or not do, and he gets fed party lines. And I think that he's, you know, he's among this Stidham cartel that is being told, no, nothing to do with Jared Stidham. Nothing, no. Cam Newton being here has nothing to do with Stidham. Full steam ahead with Stidham. Still feel the same way. Because again, Lombardi writes, this move was not an indication of distrust in the talents of Stidham, but rather a rare opportunity to allow Stidham more time to grow, develop, and become the quarterback of the future. Okay, so he's on that train as well.
Yeah, so why does he need more time to grow? Because he's not ready.
I mean, and it'd be one thing if he was being replaced with some surefire guy coming in here. And Cam Newton at this stage, I don't know if he's a surefire guy. But either way, he also talks about this thing we brought up yesterday, Maz, and that is the Patriots offense going to change more for Cam Newton, or is Cam Newton going to change more for the Patriots offense? And Lombardi agrees with my take that I think they're going to turn Newton loose. In other words, they're going to tailor the offense to him. They're going to change the offense to best suit Cam Newton, which they should do. Lombardi says, Newton will not be walking into the Tom Brady offense when he arrives in Foxborough. The Patriots are way too smart to force a system of offense on Newton. They will change what they do to fit Newton's game. This will be an excellent opportunity for Josh McDaniels to showcase his talents as an offensive coach. Cam gives the Patriots more movement at the position by using his skills as a runner to create problems for the defense. And as a result, McDaniels' creativity can shine because he can now use that movement of the quarterback to open up different avenues of the offense. So this, I saw Dan Orlovsky do a little bit of this today on ESPN2. I can already tell Bill's pulled it out and is, you know, start pleasuring himself over this. You know, we shouldn't spend much time on it because it's freaking boring, but the numbers in the box, you've got 8, we've got 7. You've got 9, we've got 8. There's 8 running lanes and 7 guys, and we're outnumbered in here. Well, when your quarterback runs, it's a whole different thing because there's one more guy to account for. Now we've got 8 and you've got 7, or we've got 9 and you've got 8. Well, you've put 8 in here, but now we've got a running quarterback. So here are the numbers and here are the lanes and here are the gaps. And I'm not going to bore you to tears with that. But I can tell you, Bill Belichick already has whipped it out and has started to pleasure himself over the thought of outnumbering guys in the box and how now this opens up a whole nother, you know, thing for him to play with in terms of the numbers.
Oh, for sure. Look, again, I believe McDaniels loves this. I think, you know, I don't think they're dumb enough to take, I don't think they're dumb at all, but they're not going to make Cam Newton be a pure pocket player. My question, though, is how prudent at this stage of his career is it to build, you know, his running into the offense?
Probably not for his long-term health, Maz, but if I'm Cam Newton, I'm running my ass off. And if I'm the Patriots, I'm letting him run his ass off. Period, story over. Does he want that next big contract? Does he want to get back in the conversation with Wilson, Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, etc., with all those guys who've passed him? Then you got to move. All these guys are moving, you know, to various degrees. Russell Wilson, you know, runs when he has to, but is deadly when he starts running. And I mean, all these guys can move. And to me, it's a waste. It's a waste from the Patriots standpoint to bring in Cam Newton and not let him run. To bring in Cam Newton and not open up this thing where you can have an extra running player down there and open up a mismatch against the defense. That's the whole point to bring him in. If you're just going to stand him in the pocket to, you know, 3 steps and get rid of the ball, then he's a waste.
So I just wonder how far they'll take it, though.
I hope they take it as far as it goes.
That's what I wonder about. How far will they take it? And this is also another reason to carry 3 quarterbacks if you want to carry 3 during the season. The chances of this guy making it through 16 games at this stage, if you're going to let him run, probably not great.
So in the course of this, Lombardi takes a shot at Brady. He says, instead of relying on Brady and the game plan to put the Patriots in the perfect play each down, McDaniels will have some unscripted positive plays, which were never part of the prior offense. It's a shot. You know, either we had to have a perfect play or Brady, you know, complete it from the pocket, but there were no scramble plays. There were no, what do they call it now, off-platform plays. You know, there was nothing that. It was either we had to dial it up or Brady had to dial it up or it didn't happen.
No freelancing?
Or he dirted, or, you know, he dirted it. And so now they're going to have that. They have the potential for that. Lombardi does say, this is not a knock on Brady. It just indicates the vast difference between how each player operates. No, Mike, it's a knock on Brady. It's okay. Then listen to this. This is the whopper. I don't know if you read your notes yet, but don't read it. Just I want you to hear this and then just let it sink in.
Okay.
Mike Lombardi. Before they signed Newton, the Patriots had a good team. They were going to have to win different ways than in the past when Brady could throw for 400 yards and score 35 points. Had Brady come back, the Patriots were going to be different, in part due to some limitations in Brady's game. Again, another shot. The Pats were going to be different, in part due to some limitations in Brady's game and the overall structure of the team. The receivers suck. Lombardi writes, change was going to happen with or without Tom. Now, it's much more manageable. The Patriots may have lost some players on defense, but they will be younger, faster, and talented. Probably the most significant question mark for the 2020 Patriots won't be the offense or the defense, but rather their rookie fifth-round pick kicker, Justin Rohrwasser.
Gotta be kidding me.
Lombardi writes, if he is the real deal, then watch out. I'm not making that up. The Athletic. The real difference maker, the most significant question mark, won't be the offense or the defense, but rookie fifth-round kicker Justin Rohrwasser. If he is the real deal, comma, then watch out. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, Phil, going to get a secret weapon and a kicker.
I forgot all about this guy. The Rohrwasser kid, right? The all right, like, where's he been the last couple of tough times for him? You get him off the lawn of that couple out in St. Louis with the assault rifles. Like, where's this guy been? This is now the key to the team, this guy?
Yeah, they get the two best young kickers in the league. One's a punter.
Holy crap. If Justin Rohrwasser is the real deal, then watch out. Because they're going to be making a lot of field goals?
So this is asinine. Like, you've got to be kidding me. All of a sudden, there's no question on offense and defense?
Well, no, the bigger one, though, is the kicker.
I mean, this is preposterous. Seriously, that is completely, utterly preposterous. Also, more manageable now that Brady's not here. Oh, Brady was an anchor. He was an anvil.
Change,
complete sandbag.
Change was going to happen with or without Tom. Now it's much more manageable. What does that mean? It's more how is it more manageable without Brady?
No, I have no idea what he meant. Maybe that. Well, I'll tell you how I interpret that. That if they had tried to change it all while Brady was here, Brady would have been a pain in the ass about it because he's a diva.
Now they can manage it better because he's gone.
Right, and you don't have Brady's attitude, which is in part true.
Yeah, I mean, no,
that'll allow for.
Right.
But that's what it means.
They were trying to change as it was, and Brady was...
resistant.
Yes, right. So now they've lost the resistance. So they're bringing in someone who's far more manageable and far more team-oriented, Cam Newton. Oh, give me a break. Probably the most significant question mark for the 2020 Patriots won't be the offense or the defense, but rather rookie fifth-round pick kicker Justin Rohrwasser.
Rohrwasser.
If he's the real deal, then watch out. Watch out. Here come all the field goals. He kicked four field. He was 4 for 4 in field goals. Watch out, man.
Yeah, Rohrwasser.
I forgot all about this guy. I forgot all about this fellow.
What's the punter's name again? Bailey, right?
Jake Bailey?
I forgot about him, too.
So there's Mike Lombardi and his analysis. The only thing that I really agree with and you know, embrace is this thing about Newton will not be walking into the Tom Brady offense. The Pats are way too smart to force a system on him. They will change what they do to fit Newton's game. That's what I want to happen. That's what should happen. And that's what I'm pretty sure will happen.
I mean, that whole paragraph really is a dump on Brady. The whole thing is a dump on Brady. Brady was an anvil. They'll make the transition better. He can't throw for 400 yards anymore. He was a pain in the ass. If the kicker's good, they're dynamite. I mean, that whole thing is, that's one big pile of crap on Brady's head. That's what that whole paragraph is, one big dump on Brady's head.
That's why we read Mike Lombardi. All right, back to your thoughts, I promise. Calls right after this.
Boston's home for sports. Fill your mess. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Filger and Mass.
Wow.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Watch Tampa make. I wouldn't be surprised if Tampa makes another move. I wouldn't be surprised if Tampa, now that New England got Cam, I wouldn't be surprised if Tampa made another move.
Antonio Brown.
Yeah, I did. I mean, here you go, boy. You could put two in. You know, you're like Sherlock Holmes with that.
No. You think Antonio Brown's going down to Tampa because that conversation started early and Bruce was like, no, not for me, dog.
I'm thinking they're chipping away. You know how Andy used to chip away at the wall at Shawshank, you know, chip, you know? I think there's some chipping going on down there. There you go. Yep, I think there's some chipping going on down there, Pat. I'm just saying, keep your antennas up. You heard it here first. Just keep your antennas up.
Is that breaking news right there? You're saying Antonio Brown?
I'm saying that there's a lot of chipping going on down there, and it wasn't the kind you guys were doing on the golf course.
All right, speaking of Lombardi, that's in with Pat McAfee again there. Antonio Brown to the Bucs. This arms race. Belichick looks down to Tampa, sees Brady working his ass off, focused, motivated, says, what I've got is not good enough. My guy's gallivanting around to weddings in Texas. So I got to amp up. Now the Buccaneers and Brady say, okay, you got Cam Newton, we're going to go get Antonio Brown. So that's just a goofy talk radio narrative that I frankly enjoy. But the so Lombardi says they're chipping away. Diana Russini today on ESPN, McTakey, said what?
Yeah, she said that they are not interested in signing Antonio Brown on Twitter about an hour ago.
So again, Bruce Arians has been on that train from day one. So right. When Lombardi says chipping away, what do you think that means?
So the way he phrased that, where he says, now that New England has signed Cam Newton,
yeah,
it wouldn't surprise me if Tampa makes a move.
Right.
When he puts it like that, it says to me that Brady and Belichick are playing this game.
Yes, the arms race. I love it.
Yeah, totally. I mean, how else are you supposed to take that? What are they, in the same division? It's not like he's talking about Buffalo.
So, Jimmy, when he says chipping away, what does he mean?
Tom Brady is nagging anybody in Tampa who will listen, bring in Antonio Brown. I can control him. I can take care of him because Tom Brady wants to be Antonio Brown's life coach.
Bingo. Chipping away is coming from the players to Arians. Brady, maybe Gronk's on the same train. You know, it's Brady. Brady's chipping away at the Buccaneers. Give this guy a shot. Give this guy a shot. Give this guy a shot.
Unbelievable.
Brady is Tony Robbins to Antonio Brown. Never mind what can happen on the field with those two. So, like that. So, I wouldn't rule it out. I mean, they gave in to Brady on Gronkowski. And so Gronkowski got his tight end. Now is he going to get his receiver? Wouldn't rule it out. As Lombardi says, they're chipping away down there.
I mean, again, the idea that the two of them are responding to one another right now.
Oh, I love it.
Like Bill sees, Brady working and says, okay, let's go get Cam Newton. We got to get serious here. And now Brady says, oh, they got Cam Newton. That's how they're going to replace me? Fine, bring in Antonio Brown.
Love it.
Oh, isn't it awesome?
Tremendous.
On some level, and I'm not telling you it's the impetus, I think there's some truth to it. A little bit. Again, 2%.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think some of it, though, they're watching each other. There's no two ways about it. There's no way they're not watching each other.
I'll take whatever percent you give me. I'll take it. Elliot in Boston, back to your phones. Go ahead, Elliot.
So this Cam Newton signing is a bit fascinating to me on two levels. One, because Ryan Tannehill really kind of laid the foundation to be a backup and then earn that, $80 million guaranteed on his next contract. And I got to imagine that Cam Newton is looking to put himself in a position to get that next deal. With Luckin Forest saying that they can franchise him, I wonder if Stidham is still not ready by next year. Are the Patriots going to be the one to either franchise him or give him that second deal similar to what Tannehill got?
Okay, Elliot, it's a fair question. I would hope not. Ideally, what does remain the same pre-Newton and post-Newton is that if Stidham's not the guy, I'm going to consider this thing a failure. Or, let's say Newton is the guy and they get him on a good deal, then fine. Okay, you landed on your feet. But I don't know. Does Cam Newton strike you as someone who's willing to take less and have a team manageable deal and just, you know, play it that way? Or does he want to go out and bank? And I don't blame him.
I'll be honest with you. Like, first of all, the fact that they can franchise him, I don't know, that kind of pissed me off. Like, when I saw that, I went, so wait a minute, Brady asked for that right and you give it to him. But so you'll franchise Cam Newton and keep him, but you won't keep Tom Brady on a franchise tag? It bugged the crap out of me. Now, again, I know Brady asked for it, and honestly, I don't think they will franchise Newton. I'd be surprised if it came to
Stunned.
That.
Stunned. How do you think Newton would react if Cam Newton had a big year, worked out on every level, now sets himself up for a big free agent deal, and you franchise tag him and force him back?
Well, he wouldn't sign it.
Oh, my God.
He wouldn't sign it.
I mean,
he'd go to market.
And again, I don't blame him. I don't blame him. That franchise tag is poisonous. And it's a bad deal for the players. And if you've got the balls to fight it, you should fight it. Newton's one of those guys.
I'm surprised he didn't ask for it. Or maybe he didn't. They wouldn't give it to him. Like, you know, to me, that would have been a prerequisite if I were Cam Newton. If I'm coming there and I play well, you can't franchise me. I'm hitting the market.
Mark in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Mark.
Yes. Hey, quickly, as far as signing Cam Newton, this isn't Belichick of the Patriots, Belichick of the Cleveland Browns. And I just feel this move's going to go nowhere. I think they're going to be 500 at best. Your thoughts?
Okay, well, if you look at Vegas, it's not like the Newton acquisition has, you know, dramatically changed their odds. It's improved them. But, you know, they went from 10-1 to win the conference to 9-1. They went from 8.5 over under win total to 9. So they're saying, you know, Cam Newton over Jared Stidham is a game or two. And
maybe they believe what you believe,
which is
Cam Newton's not that good.
I mean, isn't the league telling you he's not that good?
Yes.
Isn't the league telling you he's not that good? And so when I say not that good, all I mean is he's not this surefire thing that would, you know, lead you to believe that, well, we had to do this because he was available. And, you know, how do you pass on Cam Newton? How do you pass on Cam Newton? Everyone passed on Cam Newton. Everyone did. Who would you rather have, Maz? Teddy Bridgewater or Cam Newton?
I think Teddy Bridgewater.
I mean, the Carolina Panthers and maybe the league told you that everyone would rather have Teddy Bridgewater than Cam Newton.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Cam Newton was set to make $21 million a year for Carolina this year before they released him. Teddy Bridgewater signed 3 years, $63 million. The exact same number. And in this year, he's making $24 million between bonuses and guarantees. He's got $33 million guaranteed. So not only did Carolina pick Bridgewater over Newton, they paid him more. It's not like they went to a cheaper option. You know, they thought, you know, Newton's probably better, but Bridgewater's better value. No. They paid through the nose for Bridgewater. They paid more for Bridgewater than they paid for Cam Newton. And who knows, with this new college offense, this Matt Rule, and I'm sorry, I would figure if he's going to install his goofy college offense, Newton would be better suited to do that stuff.
You would think that, yeah, right. In that kind of offense, Newton would be the better fit. But maybe this is the problem with Newton.
Bridgewater's more of your classic under center, you know, a check down pocket passer. He's not a big runner. Cam Newton's a much better runner and a much more of a spread guy. And I don't know exactly what Rule does, but if it's a college offense, Newton's still more of a college player, and they'd rather have Teddy Bridgewater. What does that tell you?
Maybe this is the problem with Newton, that if you have a guy like him at the center of your offense, you don't really have an offense. That the whole thing is built around Newton's ability and his ability to freelance. And look, maybe the Patriots are going to go that route, and I'm not telling you they shouldn't. But it's less of a system, isn't it? I mean, again, it's more about Cam Newton and less about the system. So maybe a lot of teams are looking at it now saying, we don't want that anymore. We want the system.
Which makes it surprising that the Patriots are one of those teams that says, nope, we're going to bring him in. Because if you force Newton into your system, that's a waste of Cam Newton. And for all the Newton bashing I'm doing, I still think he's an incredibly talented guy with a really high ceiling who is capable of a monster year. And so to get the monster year out of Cam Newton, you don't put him under center, dropping back three steps and, you know, dumping it over to, you know, Edelman. I want him to throw to Edelman a lot, but to really maximize the impact of Cam Newton, you spread it out, you put him in the shotgun, you read option, you run him, you do all that stuff. And I'd be surprised if they don't. It'd be a waste if they don't.
I mean, maybe they're going to be more of a running team all the way around. Backs and the quarterback running around all over the place. Their line better be healthy. If their line's not healthy, they're porked.
We continue with your thoughts. Update here from McCarthy and the story that the Patriots try and bury that we won't let them.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Felger and Mass. It's way more than just a sports talk radio show.
This truly is the apocalypse.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
What does the punishment say to you about the offense?
Okay, so the money is a meaningless sum of money in professional sports. It doesn't mean anything. Third round pick is significant. You can get a good player. You're supposed to get a good player. You know, that's inside the top 100, right? I mean, you're supposed to get a good player with that. But the larger issue here is that the Patriots, there is not equal justice in the NFL. The Patriots are punished far more severely than anybody else, and deservedly so. Yeah. They have cheated before. They cheated with Spygate. They cheated with Deflategate, and so they don't get a break. This is going to happen to the Houston Astros in baseball. You've cheated. We assume everything you do is cheating. It smells like cheating, so it is cheating. And the interesting thing to me, Mike, is the thing that they did is so small and so petty and to me, so stupid. You know, I don't know that any other team would have been punished except the Patriots, but they deserve it on what they've done so far.
All right, Kornheiser and Wilbon on the cheating punishment that came down yesterday. Again, the Patriots did a marvelous job. What a great job burying that story. Just keep it out there a little bit. Not going to let him bury it. Because if it wasn't for Cam Newton, we'd be talking about it most of the week. Heavy punishment. Yet another mark, against them. And there you go. But because Cam Newton is on the table, it's been buried. And so the Pats did a good job on that. I'm curious when I'm actually going to hear from the league. Has it actually been announced by the league yet?
You know what? Not that I've seen, actually.
I don't believe so.
So this is all just a Mike Reese report.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, ESPN report or others? I mean,
right. Further evidence that the Patriots let it out.
I mean, obviously, all love and respect in the world to Mike Reese.
Well, I'm not criticizing him for it. I'd have done the same thing.
No, fifth craft son. So it's like, I mean, but has the league said a word, McCarthy?
No, they haven't. And I'm fascinated by this. I'm curious by it because we always get the league finding, right? The letter from Troy Vincent. We always get something like that. Have we heard the last on this story? I don't think we have.
So what do you think?
I think we might find out something a little bit more damning. Listen, I don't think the Patriots, you know, I don't think Bill was involved in this. I don't think football operations were involved in this. But it's pretty consistent with the Patriots' actions, right? To, well, try and sweep some things under the rug. Try and present it in their own light. Just go back to the initial report, Mike.
Thank you.
When they released the statement. Well, you know, these were independent contractors.
Thank you.
Really? You mean the guy you had working for you for the last two decades?
Thank you.
You know, this wasn't, you know, some stringer that you hired in Cleveland to do this. They always try and change the narrative just a little bit. I think you're going to get a report that's going to come out from the NFL that's going to be a little bit worse than what the Patriots are letting on. I don't think it's going to be major. I don't think it's going to be massive. But this is the Patriots absolutely trying to control the story.
Absolutely.
Put it up there on their Mount Rushmore of media manipulation. This was a stroke of genius. It really was. But I want to hear from the NFL. I think we eventually do hear from the NFL.
And, it's both, excellent points. It worked. Their subterfuge, their bearing the lead, worked. Because if it wasn't for Cam Newton, this vacuum would have been filled by talking about another Patriots cheating scandal and the punishment and all of it. Never mind Kraft down in Florida, if you want to throw that on the list. That's happening this week, I think today as well. And instead, it's all Cam Newton, all Cam Newton, all Cam Newton. So they did a great job holding that in their back pocket for PR purposes. But so true that we haven't heard from the league. And we haven't heard from, anyone other than, I think, Mike Reese. I mean, has there been any other reporting on it? And it's,
so, Mike, in the Mike Reese story of the report, Mike Reese says that an NFL spokesperson confirmed the punishment after ESPN broke the story.
Okay, so, but where's the spokesman on record with the report? I mean, where's the report?
Right.
Are we going to get a report of what they found?
Right.
And the justification for the punishment?
I hope so.
I mean, absolutely, I hope so. Absolutely, I hope so. And McCarthy's also so right that when the story first broke back in December, on December 11th, I mean, remember the things that we heard? Again, independent contractors trying to, you know, pretend like the guys in charge of the shooting were just freelancers that they picked up in Cincinnati on the street.
They tried to distance themselves.
When in fact, it was a longtime Patriots employee who'd been there for a long time. They also said, remember the initial reporting? Oh, he was just shooting the scout in the press box, and maybe he got some field behind him in the background, but they weren't shooting the field. They were shooting the scout. This is what we first heard. Nope, just the opposite. Camera trained directly on the sidelines, watching personnel groups go on and off the field. Coaches, players, back and forth onto the field for at least 8 minutes, you know, likely a lot more. And so let's see what they... I hope they are transparent about what they actually came up with and what they have and what their justification is. If it's just, you know, history and, you know, priors, I mean, I get it. They deserve it. But I want to see, you know, what, you know, if there was something more with the specific incident that led to such a relatively stiff penalty. Let's find out what it is.
Yeah, I'd like to find that out too. And, you know, as you speak, I wonder, because you say they... When you say they had it in their back pocket, you mean the Newton story.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean...
What if it went the other way?
No. So, maybe both. You know, we're going to play a sound from Andrew Brandt coming up. Again, I'm with Pat McAfee. Andrew Brandt, former cap guy in the league, Green Bay and other places, local guy, I think. You know, and he mentions this, too. He says, well, one of the two was known. Either you had Newton in your back pocket or you had the penalties in your back pocket.
Well, and that's why I mean maybe it went the other way. Right. Because, again, once the Newton story hits, they say, you know what? Let's leak this to Reese. Let's get this out there now so we bury it under Newton. So, absolutely, it could have gone the other way. There's no two ways about it.
So, it's just impossible to believe that both just happened to be executed at whatever this was, 9:15 p.m. on Sunday night, whenever this all happened together. Boy, I just sitting at home, like, you know, getting ready for the show, thinking about what the hell are we going to talk about this week? And that
the jackpot.
The first one I saw, the first headline, because I'm not on Twitter, I'm not like, so I just go to like boston.com or whatever, like a generic website. And the first headline I saw was punishment in for the Patriots on the cheating scandal. And, you know, I'm like, yeah. Fist pumping. I'm like, we got something. All right, here we go.
News. We get real news.
And then I sit back down and I refresh. And this is breaking news. The Patriots signed Cam Newton. And then I was like full on, like, you know, like hip thrusting. I was so excited. And then I said to myself, well, actually, this works against us. I could have used the cheating scandal this week and Cam Newton next week or in 2 weeks or whatever. Like, could you spread this out a little bit? Just a little bit. But nope, the Patriots had, they had one of the two in their back pocket.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. They had one of the two. Because it's entirely possible they knew they were getting popped for a third, and they already had that info. And then when the Newton thing came out, they said, let's leak this now. Let's get it out there now so we bury this sucker. Because seriously, and that's a smart play.
And it is. Sure, and it has. It's buried it. Masterstroke by the Patriots and their PR people. Good job, Stacey, or whoever. Well played, sirs. Well played. Back to your phones in our long commercial-free segment next.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go on the Sports Hub app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the show the crowd goes wild for. It's Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Devin Funchess has seemed to really embrace the physicality of his routes and making getting those extra yards. Does that give you a little bit of an enjoyment to see him kind of truck sticking people out there?
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes. Like,
I've said it since day one. You know, I'm an African-American quarterback that may scare a lot of people because they haven't seen nothing that they can compare me to.
As much as I love Cam Newton, if I played against Cam Newton, I'd put a hit on him, no question. Because if you're dabbing and supermaning and you're kicking my butt, I'm going to get the players together. I said, the first guy can hit that guy, take him out. We got to get rid of him because they rub it in pretty good.
Newton in the shotgun. takes a snap, going to run it himself, dives, reaches, touchdown Cam Newton. He broke the plane before the ball came out of his hand. Cam Newton doing his little post-celebration dance. He's getting pushed and shoved. Now a little melee, a big scrum breaking out to our right behind the goalpost, going into the padding. It's a Pier 6 brawl.
It's a third and nine. Rushing four, ball comes out of the hands of Newton. It's on the ground, and it's still on the ground. Picked up by T.J. Ward at the four-yard line. Cam Newton decides not to dive in there and
backed away from it.
I guess he made a decision it wasn't worth to go in there and get it.
We didn't lose that game because of that fumble. I can tell you that.
You say the wrong thing?
Yeah.
It's worse than what it is.
But you just walked off. You're opening yourself up for more criticism because everybody going to say, oh, you dabbing and smiling and styling and profiling when you win it.
Right.
So this is how you go out when you lose?
Per Adam Schefter, Panthers are expected to release quarterback Cam Newton.
Cam Newton and Carolina Panthers, I think it's been a little bit contentious here over the last couple months. You drop him in a new place, in a new environment, where he has to re-earn everybody's respect and trust. I think Cam Newton is going to shine.
The Patriots are just the type of team to sit back, wait for the market to settle, and then, when there's not a lot of action, move in and get somebody like Cam Newton, the former NFL most valuable player, signed to a one-year deal. And that's exactly what happened here.
Again, Stu's Cam Newton montage there. Continue with your reaction to this. And we'll reset our thoughts on the coverage of the signing over the last 24 hours. Coming up in a little bit, but you've been waiting patiently, so let's go to you. Dave in Norton. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, I was wondering if you guys, I'm sorry, you have Cam Newton now. Do you think they'll bring in another wide receiver for like maybe a second round pick somewhere?
Okay, I don't know where you come up with the second round pick for, but let me ask it to you like this, Mass. By bringing in Cam Newton, do you need to surround him with players that can accentuate his abilities or his skill set? And who would that be?
So to me, it's not receivers, though. I mean, so I think it's got to do more with backs. And if you wanted to throw tight end in there, too, I would say, well, they needed that either way, right? So I would say more, you want to make the passing game as easy for Newton as possible, and you're probably going to be more of a running team if you cut him loose. If you turn him loose, his biggest weapon's his legs.
Yeah. I don't think...
But they're not going to get any more receivers, Mike.
The issue with... Right. The issue is getting him up to speed with the offense and the playbook and that thing. Okay? He's going to have to live with what you got. And that's not the calculus with Cam Newton. The calculus is getting in here, learning the terminology, them adjusting to him, him adjusting to them, getting on the same page with his receivers, the ones that they have, not new ones. That's the deal, I think. We've got Mike in Nashville. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, so I think it's a great pickup. Here's my take. The NFL is going to try to play games this fall, come hell or high water. They'll sacrifice training camp, preseason. My point being, they might start playing with, like, no prep time or very little prep time. And you don't want to throw Stidham into that.
Okay, so, Maz. Okay, Mike, I'm just going to stop you there. Ask Maz. The lack of offseason, does that factor into them bringing someone over Jared Stidham because he just didn't have the time to develop or be in the building or be in the playbook, blah, blah, blah?
Yeah, up until 2 days ago, everybody was telling me the opposite.
Yeah.
So this is the thing. This one went completely right up my freaking mail slot when this started to come out. The whole idea initially was, why are they going to go get someone on the outside? They brought in Hoyer, who knows the system. They've got Stidham, who knows the system. There's no offseason. The real value is in continuity. That's where it is. It's going to be Stidham and Hoyer. Now it's the opposite? So, like, sorry, you know, again, this is everybody wants it both ways. It's no matter what Bill does, it's the right move. It's the right move. And the fact of the matter is, to me, I don't know how you could possibly have this conversation about Cam Newton without talking about Jared Stidham and the fact that the Patriots must have some level of doubt as whether he's ready to handle it or will ever handle it.
We're going to pick that up here in a second. First, Bryce and Swampscott. Go ahead, Bryce.
Hey, Felger, I'll just play off your take. All three of them suck. Stidham, Hoyer, and Cam. I feel bad for Julian. He's in his 30s. He had the best passer in the league. He had Tom. And now you're going to go to Cam Newton, who's going to throw 2 feet behind him. Some linebacker or safety is going to jam him up. He's going to get killed. Cam can't throw the ball. I feel bad for Julian.
Okay, thanks. You're over saying Newton doesn't suck. He doesn't suck. But is he really the elite, you know, lock, stock, and barrel, elite guy that he's being portrayed as? He's not. He's not. And that's not being reported enough, or it's not being looked at enough why he was still on the street in the first place, which is a frustration of mine. But he doesn't suck. He doesn't suck. And again, just watching that game a little bit last night, Maz, the replay of the Patriots game in 2017, you know, he was checking down. He was dumping it off to Christian McCaffrey. He was dumping. I think one of the big plays you were talking about was a Fozzie Whitaker.
Yeah, it was a throwback to the left.
So again, like, these are little throws to the running back, but he was willing to do it.
Yeah.
And he did it a bunch. And when you combine that with the running that I saw from him in the second half, there was a possession game nature to the way that he played. It was, you know, the running game was part of it. But he wasn't just, you know, swinging for the fences every time.
No, so I'll tell you, if I'm the Patriots, that's the part I emphasize.
Absolutely.
You know, James White and Damian Harris, it is, right? The kid that didn't play last year from Alabama.
You know what? I forgot what his name is.
So he's supposed to be a half-decent receiver. So I'd focus on those guys and the tight ends. Keep the throws short and simple and run.
Isn't Burkhead still here?
Yep.
Okay. So he can catch the ball.
I mean, that's what I would do. I'd make it, you know, the wide receivers are there for one thing or one thing only, and that is, you know, in the case of Harry, red zone, and Edelman for a possession play. But Edelman's not going to be, I don't think with Cam Newton, a quarterback, Edelman's going to be a 100-catch guy.
Joe in the car. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, guys, just real quick. I think Phil knew all along. Felger, just like how you were saying when Brian and Hoyer was brought in, worst-case scenario, Cam Newton comes in the first six games, real tough schedule, gets thrown to the Wolves. Guess what? If he goes 4-2, the Pats are on a good record. They'll keep him in. If he goes, you know, 2-4, 1-5, that's great for Stidham to come in. We can see him develop. But either way, now they're going to sell tickets early on after Brady. Thanks.
Well, you just gave me four different things. Did they sign him to sell tickets? Do you think they signed him to sell tickets? You can't let anyone in the building.
No way.
What tickets are you selling? They have a 30,000, you know, person wait list on the season. There's no tickets to sell.
There's a marketing aspect to it in that.
Okay, go ahead.
Cam Newton still, yeah, sells jerseys, and whether that revenue is split up amongst the teams is one thing, but it's people wearing the Patriots logo on their chest, on their hats, with the Cam Newton number on it.
And you think that's that was a factor here?
Wouldn't shock me, because when you're advertising Brian Hoyer, is that going to sell any more merchandise? Are you advertising Jared Stidham? Might sell a few. Cam Newton, now we're talking top 10 jersey in the league.
New jersey to sell this year, right? That new crappy uniform.
So, number one, has anyone ever worn number one?
What about Patriot?
I think like John Smith or someone didn't he? Like a kicker.
What was Irving Fryer?
80.
80. Why am I so stupid? Why did I think he was? Well, anyway, go ahead. So they want to sell Patriot number one jerseys?
I don't think that's it, because I think it's a Bill call. Bill's not signing a player to sell jerseys. He's just not doing it. You know, Bill's signing a guy because he thinks he's got a good deal and the guy can help him win. To me, it's that simple. I think, look, for all the criticisms of Bill, when it comes generally to players, if it's a good deal and he thinks the guy might be able to help him, he'll do it.
So, look, Jimmy, I think you're right. The business people probably look at and go, well, the only number four jerseys we've ever sold are Adam Vinatieri, and he's gone. And I don't even know what number Hoyer wears. What's his effing number?
Isn't it like two?
Two.
Yeah. Ay, ay, ay. Okay, two.
I knew it was a crappy number.
Okay. And it's, you know, again, all the jersey sales are shared except for ones you sell in your pro shop. So, you know, any other jersey sold is shared among the 31 other teams. But still, it's a marketing thing. I get it.
It's a perk, though.
It's
an ancillary benefit.
It's a perk, but that's not why they signed him.
Go ahead, Jimmy. I'm sorry.
Do you also think that there's a market influx of Tampa Bray TB12 merchandise in New England that needs to be overflowed?
So is this part of the arms race where just aesthetically the Patriots look at it and say, you know what? All these Brady Tampa jerseys that are being sold bug the crap out of us. It just bugs us that we've been lapped here marketing-wise with Brady and Tampa. So is there anything we can do to counter it? I mean, again, it starts with the football people and the business people say, okay, we can sell this, and they're happy for it, but that's not why they signed him. And then so the three other things Joe said is that, you know, it works out perfectly that if he goes 1-5, here comes Stidham, and he's replacing Cam Newton, not Tom Brady. If you sign Cam Newton and invite this whole wake of issues that come behind Cam Newton and go 1-5, and you're saying that's like Belichick played it perfectly? This is what we talk about, like Bill can't lose.
No, again, this is why the if you're going to be reincarnated, it's best to be reincarnated as Bill.
So signing Cam Newton at the end of June, have him take over your quarterback position and then start 1-5 is a win for Belichick. Played this perfectly, Maz. Played it perfectly.
It's asinine. It is. It's totally asinine. What they did, if you want to tell me there was a financial plan there, that we don't have a lot of flexibility, we don't have a ton of money, we'll see what shakes out, we'll take the last bum standing. That's really what it was. You want to tell me that that was the financial approach? Fine. But don't tell me it was some sort of master plan to get Cam Newton, because first of all, how do we know if he's healthy and he can play? I mean, my guess is that he is. But he might not be that good. Like, and there's every chance that a team like the Chargers would have swooped in and signed him and offered him some big money or more money than you, in which case you'd be left with Andy Dalton.
Okay, coming up next, what has bugged us about the coverage here in the last 24 hours? We'll get to it after McCarthy's 90-second update, no commercials.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.